This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
In 2021, theft and larceny in Pueblo is up 11%. Auto theft has almost doubled in the city, going up 46%. However, thanks to a current policy in place, some thieves can avoid jail time. In a crime report given to the Pueblo City Council in November, Pueblo Police Chief Chris Noller said, quote, "The current policy of the Pueblo County Jail is to accept only those felony charges with the exception of DUI or domestic violence." He adds, "In the case of thefts, a person can steal up to $1,999 of merchandise from a store or person and will not be taken to jail." Whether or not Santa Claus needs a handgun in 2021 is a much larger issue, but a social media post by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office featuring a Santa lookalike obtaining a concealed handgun permit received hundreds of comments questioning the timing and sensitivity of the post. The photo was posted to the Sheriff's Office Facebook and Twitter pages around noon on Friday, but it received near-immediate backlash on Twitter after several hundred people criticized the post. The Sheriff's Office issued a response saying, "EPSO intended to highlight our staff in a concealed handgun permit office, not to be insensitive." Sabayan Vargas has been arrested and cited for DUI and reckless driving following a crash early Saturday morning around 2 a.m. According to the Colorado Springs Police Department, the driver was allegedly traveling northbound on Nevada Avenue and drove into a home, causing extensive damage. CSPD says that one of the car's tires went through the front window of the home, with another going through a side fence and damaging the home's porch. A street sign, two light poles, and an unoccupied parked car were also hit. Filling your stomach now comes at a higher price for a few restaurants in downtown Colorado Springs. The restaurant group Choice Restaurant Concepts, which owns several popular restaurants and bars in downtown Colorado Springs, says they aren't raising prices. They are adding a 5% inflation surcharge to bills to help make ends meet. The group owns popular downtown spots like T-Birds Tacos, Mood Tapas Bar, District 11, and Bird Tree Cafe. A breakdown of the bill shows an extra 5% added for that inflation surcharge, the 8.2% sales tax, an additional 1.8% public improvement fee, in total 15% in taxes. A passenger rail along the Front Range of Colorado is another step closer to reality after a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill was signed into law by President Joe Biden last month. This is because the bill makes a historic $66 billion investment in Amtrak, and the Railroad Service says it's planning to pour some of that money into the Front Range project. The path identified for the Front Range passenger rail would stretch more than 200 miles from Pueblo in the south to Cheyenne, Wyoming in the north. A man charged with killing 10 people at a Colorado supermarket earlier this year has been ruled mentally incompetent to stand trial for now. District Attorney Michael Doherty requested that Alyssa be sent to Colorado State Mental Hospital in Pueblo for treatment. Friday, a judge ordered 22-year-old Ahmad Alyssa to be treated at the state mental hospital to see if he can be made well enough to face prosecution. He's accused of opening fire at a busy King Soopers supermarket in the college town of Boulder in March. Well, Red Rocks Amphitheater has been named the top grossing and most attended concert venue of any size anywhere in the world for 2021. This is according to Billboard's box score. Red Rocks had nearly a million attendees during 2021.
Partly cloudy and windy today. We're gusting anywhere from 30 to 40 miles an hour in Colorado Springs. Combine that with relative humidities down to 12%. We're under fire weather warnings from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. today. High temperatures to 61 degrees in the Springs, 69 in Pueblo, with no chance of any rain or snow. Much cooler start to the week ahead, as we'll max out at 36 in the Springs Monday, 39 in Pueblo. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.